2008. Got a lot of stuff to go over from the weekend and from today. Starting off with the announcement of Elite XC's next main event for their next CBS card. Kimbo Slice is going to be taking on Ken Shamrock in the main event. That'll be an interesting fight. It'll be a big name for Kimbo to face, although Shamrock is well past his prime. So it's going to be a very interesting fight to see, because I don't know if Ken Shamrock can be considered at this stage in his career as a legit test for Kimbo Slice. It's obviously better than Thompson was. Shamrock's got many years in the game behind him, so I mean, Elite XC is pulling out a name to try to draw some more viewers for this this card, and Kimbo wants to make himself seem like he's a legit fighter, but I don't know if Ken Shamrock's the way to go with that, but we'll see how that goes. Kimbo Slice could prove to be better than he was at the in his last fight, but I don't see what Ken Shamrock gains out of this fight. So, because with a win over Kimbo, it's the MMA community saying Kimbo's not, can't cut it. He's a joke. He can't cut it. With a loss, it knocks him down and even further than he is, and just goes to show that he's past his prime and probably should be out of the game. Also for that show, MMA Junkie is reporting that Murillo Ninja Hua meets Benji Radich at the October 4th event. Radich is 18-4 and recently signed to Elite XC. Hua 16-8-1. So that middleweight bout will be on that card with the Kimbo Slice fight, as well as the Jake Shields versus Paul Daly fight that I discussed on an update last week. Looks like they've also got two female fights listed for this card. Gina Carano against Kelly Kobold Gavin, and Christiane Cyborg Santos against Yoko Takahashi. So that's the Elite XC October 4th card, the CBS card as of now. We'll see if they add anything else to that. Affliction's next event over the weekend. It was reported that former IFL welterweight champion Jay Heron has verbally accepted an offer to take on Drew Fickett at the Affliction 2 Day of Reckoning card in Las Vegas. So it's not final, I believe. Fickett's manager said that the offer had been made and negotiations were ongoing, but I believe they verbally accepted the fight. So that's where that one's at for that Affliction card. An update from MMA Junkie on Mauricio Shogun Hua, looking to rebound after losing to Forrest Griffin last September in his UFC debut. Looks like he has made a verbal agreement with the UFC to face Rampage Jackson in December. So that's, he's verbally agreed to that fight for December. Nothing's been signed yet, but they offered he was offered the fight and he accepted. And according to MMA Junkie, nothing else has been said by UFC on this, so he's ready for the December return, and we'll see exactly how that goes, as has been reported today that Quentin Jackson has been formally charged with 2 felony and 4 misdemeanor counts stemming from his July 15th arrest in Costa Mesa, California. This is off an article from Loretta Hunt at SureDog. According to the article, if he's convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison, and his arraignment will be August 28th, and bail will be set at $25,000. So, depending on how this process goes, we'll see if he is actually going to be put in that fight, or what. So, you know, that's all I've got from you from a news standpoint, but I got a quick audio review for a DVD I took in over the past weekend. I took a look at UFC 79 Nemesis. This is the December 27th, I believe, card from last, from the end of the year 2007. So, this is definitely worth going out and picking up, at least renting if you haven't seen it yet. This was headlined by the interim welterweight title fight between George St. Pierre and Matt Hughes. This was the third fight between those two, and ended very much in similar fashion to how Hughes won their first encounter, except this time it was George picking up the submission victory with time running out in a round. This time at the end of the second round, with GSP just absolute domination against Matt Hughes, and slipping in the armbar after going for a Kimura, and Hughes wriggling out of it. This card also has two other great fights with big names in there. It was the debut of Sokaju against Lyoto Machida, and this was an impressive fight for Machida, picking up a submission victory himself, catching Sokaju in the arm triangle in the, I believe, third round of that fight. That was just a really good fight and a really good showing for Machida. Not a great debut for Sokaju. And then, of course, the absolute war between Chuck Liddell and Wanderlei Silva. That fight was absolutely top-notch, just a stellar stand-up fight, and obviously that was Chuck Liddell's last fight, and with him coming up to face Rashad here, that was his first step in getting back into title contention after losing to both Rampage and Keith Jardine in successive fashion. So this was the return of Chuck Liddell. It was kind of, at the end of the day, a disappointment for Wanderlei Silva, but at the same time, Silva just showed massive amounts of heart in taking the punishment and taking the many shots he took to the head from Chuck Liddell, and just continuing to respond back and throw bombs of his own. This was just an all-out war between these two that, as they hyped for this, was 6 years in the making, and just absolutely wonderful fight, and it's worth the price of the show if you have not seen this fight to pick up this DVD or to rent it from your local video store. So definitely go out and check that out if you have not seen it yet. It is a must-see fight between Silva and Liddell. Especially with Liddell's fight coming up here at the beginning of September. So we're getting close, a couple weeks away from UFC 88. So go out and check out some classic UFC action. Well, that's all I got for you for today's daily audio update, and I will be back tomorrow with more. Please check out Alex Williams and his MMA news blog on the main site, as well as a new column from Frank Hyden. And stay tuned for even more coverage from the rest of our team of contributors as the days go on.